It has been a stormy and muggy day across the Northeast. Through the early morning, there were some heavy areas of rain that rolled through portions of our area. And now this afternoon, a cold front will work its way through New York and New England, bringing the chance for some more showers and storms. Any of these storms could be locally strong or severe, with heavy downpours, strong gusty winds, and hail. Then as we work into tonight, that front will continue to work its way off to our east, bringing the storm threat to an end. We'll see some clearing set in, and there may be some areas of fog around as we work through the night. Temperatures will fall back into the 50s and lower to mid-60s. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will build in from the west, so we're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies. The big change tomorrow, on top of the rain missing from the forecast when compared to today, it's also going to be much less humid tomorrow. Temperatures look to be rather pleasant, seasonable, running mainly in the 70s to right around 80 degrees. Moving into Friday, the quiet weather will continue with high pressure in control. We're looking for mostly sunny skies, with daytime highs again in the 70s to around 80. And just like tomorrow, it will not be that humid on Friday. Moving into Saturday, the 4th of July, we're looking for partly to mostly sunny skies. There is a disturbance that will come through in the upper atmosphere, and for that reason, I will include the small chance of a thunderstorm in the forecast, but I really want to point out that the rain chances on Saturday are not particularly high. They're only in the range of about 20-30%, and even if we were to see a couple of these storms pop up on Saturday, they're not going to ruin the day or wash the entire day out. They'll be rather small in nature, so keep that in mind in making your plans for the weekend. Temperatures on Saturday are expected to be in the 70s to around 80 once again, so you get the idea that our forecast is a generally quiet one, but there's really no big heat in our forecast, at least for the next several days. All of the hot weather remains locked out west. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any lingering storms will end, partial clearing with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any lingering storms will end, partial clearing with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, any lingering storms will end, partial clearing with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, any lingering storms will end, partial clearing with areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, small chance of a thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.